The growth of artificial intelligence has raised fears it will wipe out millions of jobs. Tech entrepreneurs in Silicon Valley are pushing one idea to soften the blow: cash aid from the government, no strings attached. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, the latest and largest study of free money was spearheaded by the man behind ChatGPT.
Sam Altman, head of OpenAI, offered to fund an experiment in basic income back in 2016. In a blog post, he said some kind of national payments would likely be needed as technology killed more jobs. So it would be good to know, would people getting government checks sit around and play video games or create new things? For this test on the effects of free money, 1,000 low-income people in Illinois and Texas received $1,000 a month for 3 years. Elizabeth Rhodes is research director with Altman's nonprofit, Open Research, and started tracking people's financial situation as she signed them up.
So one person's just finished beauty school, but she couldn't afford the cosmetology license. Another person had totaled the car and they couldn't afford another one.
So many different needs, she says, and only cash could meet them all. Rhodes says this study, like dozens of shorter ones in recent years, finds people mostly spent the extra money on basics: food, transportation, rent.
We see a large increase in people actually paying for housing. So a lot of people were doubling up with other people and they were able to move out on their own.
Many also put money in the bank and even helped others. And when the pandemic hit,
the cash gave more people agency in their employment decisions during the most turbulent time in modern history.
Karina Dotson is an investigator with Open Research. The study finds one woman, for example, took a pay cut for a job with room to advance and now makes close to six figures. But that jump in job quality was rare. Overall, people who got the cash payments worked a bit less, an hour or so less a week on average, and they reported more leisure time. Dotson thinks of one single dad employed at a restaurant.
And when he learned about the cash transfers, he told us that he immediately went to his boss and said that he wanted to reduce his hours so that he could spend as much time as possible with his four-year-old son.
As for Sam Altman's question about people creating new things, Moore did want to start a business, but didn't actually do so until the third year of payments. Meanwhile, many reported a big drop in stress and food insecurity, but that didn't last after the first year. Researchers aren't sure why. Altman declined an interview request, but bottom line, in the debate over whether basic income helps people's long-term prospects, this report says our results provide support for both sides. Facebook co-founder Chris Hughes says clearly basic income is not a magic solution.
I hope that people are taking away from this study and other studies that a guaranteed income will not work alone.
Hughes also co-founded the Economic Security Project, which advocates for basic income. But he says it's not enough to fix the ballooning costs of housing, healthcare, education, and childcare. Still, he says all that pandemic relief proved, a little extra can keep families steady.
I think a great place to start would be to have a guaranteed income when the going gets rough.
For example, Hughes says automatic payments could kick in when an uptick in unemployment signaled recession. But turning no strings cash into national policy would face strong opposition. For economist Michael Strain with the American Enterprise Institute, a better way is to significantly boost tax credits for lower-income workers. Say someone lost a $40,000-a-year job to automation, and the only other job they could find paid $25,000.
What if we lived in a world where the government gave you the $15,000? You only get it if you take the job, but the government will try to, you know, kick in enough to make it worth your while.
Now, for the record, neither Strain nor Chris Hughes worry much about massive job losses from things like AI. They say history shows, over time, new technology creates new jobs. But they agree struggling American families need more help one way or another. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.